Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Devin McCourty was at Lowell High School on Wednesday to talk to students about the importance of exercise and eating healthy. But following the event, we had a chance to talk to him about the question on everyone's mind as he approaches free agency. Here's Devin McCourty's entire interview.
You said you'll be going to Arizona this offseason as well. Are any of your teammates planning on going again this year?
We'll see. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to all of them yet. Logan's in Arizona. He stays out there now. But I'm sure a lot of the guys will be there. So we'll see exactly who goes.
Any anxiety or trepidation heading over the next few days, heading into possible free agency or franchise tag?
Yeah, I've kind of broken it down as, you know, the worst case scenario would be, you know, I'll be franchising and come back to play for another year here. And to me, that's no reason to stress. You know, I love it here. The franchise tag is player friendly now. It's a good number. So there's no reason really for me to be stressed. You know, if I hit free agency, I hope there's some teams that will want me to play there. So hopefully that goes over well and you know, it's still exciting.
Yeah, your brother says he's already working to lure you. Does he have points on that?
I guess you could say he's talking. I guess until March 10th or whatever the date is, what he says is in one ear, out the other ear. He doesn't have much other than that we'll get to play together.
Did he hurt your bargaining power a little bit when he said that you wanted to retire a Patriot?
No, I don't think anyone pays attention to anything he says anyway.
Then it sounds like you're expecting to be back next year. Can you even picture yourself playing for another team at this point?
I guess it was hard, but a week away, it's impossible not to. You know, I've thought about all different scenarios of whether I'm here or whether I'm somewhere else. But, you know, at this point, I don't have a contract. So it could happen that I could be playing somewhere else. So I think it would be crazy not to think that could be reality. So I've thought about all those scenarios.
Do you have any sense or are you optimistic about what could happen with Patriots?
I really don't know. I could say anything right now, but being honest, I don't know. It could go either way, I think.
When you see other things happen, like Logan at the beginning of the year, things like that, does it make you approach this a little differently, maybe not have the sentimental value you may have towards the team that you know, you develop over the course of your career?
I would say the biggest thing I've learned since being in it's a business. So no matter what, you gotta think what your business hat on in a sense, you know. I think everyone in the facility wanted Logan to be back there, you know. And when I say everyone, not just players, I think everyone wanted him there. And it just came down to business. And I think that's really what everything comes down to. It's a business decision for a team, for a player. So you got to kind of think of it that way.
And how much of an advantage would you say New England has, all things being equal, the fact that, you know, you've been here, that you won here, and the way things have gone for you here?
A huge advantage. If all things are equal, I'll be back here.
Is that the same mentality you have to have? And, you know, you'd like to have the team that won the Super Bowl, all those core guys back for another year, Revis, yourself, and so on. But the reality is that's not the reality.
Exactly. I think you see it every year when teams win Super Bowls. You know, fans get mad because they're like, just bring that whole team back. And I think, you know, financially, if teams could, they would. They would bring everyone back. But, you know, every year there's another draft, there's other free agents, and, you know, teams are always looking to improve. And, you know, since I've been here, I think this team is probably number one as far as, you know, they forget about last year and they move on how to be a better team the next year. And I think that's the reason why they're successful year in and year out, because they don't stick in the past and worry about a bunch of other things. They only focus on how to get the team better for the up-and-coming year. So, obviously, I think it would be awesome if all our guys could come back and try to get another run at the Super Bowl. But like you said, I don't know how realistic that is.
Devin, it seems like a lot of people are under the impression that the team's trying to figure out what they're going to do with Darrell first and then kind of figure out everything later. Can you shed some light on the, you know, whether or not you or your representatives have been in conversations with the team yet, if that process has started?
I mean, I guess it's happened all throughout the year. So it's talks, you know. But as far as Reeve, I've talked to Revis, but we don't really talk about contracts. Most of the time, it's a group chat that's sending funny videos and laughing. So we haven't really discussed his situation. So I don't know.
Has the team expressed interest in franchising you?
They haven't said. So we'll see.
Sounds like you wouldn't be upset if that happened. I know. I feel like the tag sometimes bothers certain players, but.
I mean, I guess every player you rather have a long term deal or a chance to get a long term deal. So, but like I said, it's not a bad situation to be in.
Still like $9 million.
Yeah, it's not a. You're never gonna hear me complain about that.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.